As this mystery drone story has consolidated over the last several days, I've spoken with several different experts, one of them being Tim Alberino, for example, in addition to my regular contacts, to ask for their thoughts on what these drones are. And here's how it's shaping up, which is pretty consistent with my later podcasts on this topic. It seems pretty obvious at this point that, yes, our government has its own drones that are trying to intercept some other kind of drones, which are not ours. All right, that part is now abundantly obvious. The only question is these other drones, the mystery drones, what's the origin? And the possibilities are coalescing around two answers. Answer number one, which is very frightening, actually, from a national security point of view, is that they are Chinese drones. Most likely Chinese, if they're of Earth, let's say. Because the second possibility is that they're alien drones. You know, extraterrestrials, possibly ETAI. Isn't that interesting? Extraterrestrial AI drones that are here to achieve something, keep tabs on us, maybe disable nuclear weapons, maybe they're trying to stop World War III. Possibly. I mean, that's one of the viable scenarios. But there is one other scenario that Jeffrey Prather mentioned to me when I had him as a guest on the Alex Jones show recently. He said that he thought that these drones were intelligence community operated drones that are part of a U.S. secret weapons program that even our own military does not have or is not aware of these super secret, you know, CIA drones, we'll call them, for just as a shorthand version, CIA drones. So if you break it down, then let's call it three possibilities. They're either China drones, or they're ETAI drones, or they're CIA drones. Okay, let's put it in those three easy categories. And again, I'm referring to the exotic mystery drones, not the obvious ones that have the FAA flashing lights and all that. I'm talking about the drones that have the stealth technology, that don't have a thermal signature, that are invisible to radar, and that apparently can travel at Mach 0.75, and, you know, they have incredible capabilities, okay? So again, they're either China drones, or they're ETAI drones, or they are CIA drones. Okay, which of these three is the most likely, and what are the implications for each of these three? Well, it's an interesting game theory matrix, because you have to think about the interests of the different parties. So if our own government knows that these are China drones, it is in our government's interest to make us believe that they're alien drones. Why? Because alien drones are less scary than China drones. Why is that? Because, well, it's an unknown. And they might come in peace. You know, that's, truthfully, that's the way some significant portion of the population would think about alien drones. They would say, well, maybe they're here to help us. Even I just said, maybe they're here to disable nuclear weapons. Maybe they're here to communicate with humanity. Maybe this is part of disclosure. Maybe they're friendly aliens with friendly drones. Okay. So, but what if they're actually drones from China? Would the government admit that? And I believe the answer is no. Possibly these could be very advanced Chinese drones that are 10 years ahead of anything the U.S. has. Well, the United States government doesn't want to admit in that case that China has penetrated U.S. airspace and basically can fly its own drones at will over any target it wants, including nuclear-capable military assets all over the United States. So if China's doing this, it is scary from a national security point of view, because it means the U.S. is incapable of detecting or shooting these down, which means the U.S. cannot defend itself. And obviously, these drones are large enough to carry nuclear weapons. I mean, they've been described as the size of vehicles or buses. So they could carry nuclear warheads if that were their goal. And is it possible that China is testing? How much can it get away with as part of its plan to eventually deploy some kind of a weapon, maybe a nuclear weapon, maybe dispersion of a chemical weapon or a biological weapon or an agricultural weapon or something of that nature? Is that a possibility? Yes, that's a possibility. Would our government tell us about that? No, not a chance. No government wants to admit that its own air defenses have been nullified. Just like Israel doesn't want to admit that its Iron Dome doesn't work anymore. It doesn't stop missiles from Yemen. Doesn't stop missiles from Iran, obviously. So the Iron Dome is defunct. And the U.S. government doesn't have air defenses that are effective, obviously, if those are Chinese drones over the military bases. And perhaps they are. So that's where the cover story comes in of, hey, they're looking for missing nuclear material. I don't buy that cover story for a couple of reasons. Number one, why would nuclear material be hidden in U.S. military bases? If you were a terrorist smuggling dirty bomb material, let's say, into the U.S. or smuggling suitcase nukes, would you hide a suitcase nuke at a U.S. Air Force military base? No, because you couldn't get in. They have pretty good security there. So no, you would hide it somewhere completely different from a military base. So that right there eliminates that story, logically. And then there was a story a few days ago that there was some medical device, some radiological medical device that went missing. And some people in alternative media covered that story, but I did not cover it because I looked at the device and the rating of it. It you could hold it in your hand and it would pose no health hazard. It wasn't enough material to do anything. It was a very minor nuclear device used in medical testing or imaging of some kind. You couldn't do anything with it. So not bomb material, not nuclear material, not fission material for sure. Just some small medical device that somebody lost track of in a shipment. And it's probably just going to end up where they shipped it to the wrong city or something. It's honestly, it's no big deal. Now, let's suppose it's aliens, you know, ET AIs. And let's suppose that they are here to stop the nuclear destruction of planet Earth. That's a viable theory for a number of reasons. In order to really understand this, hopefully you've heard my speech that I gave in 2019 called Oblivion Agenda. That speech is posted at the website oblivionagenda.com. And it turns out, this is the first time I'm announcing this, but coming this summer, I mean the summer of 2025, it looks like I'm going to be doing another live presentation that adds a whole new chapter to Oblivion Agenda. So that would be, almost 6 years later, a new update. But watch my video called Oblivion Agenda. It's on brighteon.com. And you can also find it at oblivionagenda.com. Now, what's critical to understand about why would extraterrestrials interfere with nuclear weapon use on planet Earth? The answer is simply because planet Earth has special value in the galaxy to all species, not just humans, because of its unique characteristics that are rather rare in the cosmos. So if you look at just our galaxy alone, which is massive, you know, it's hundreds of thousands of light years across, you know, I mean, in terms of the diameter of the spiral arms. And I forgot how thick it is, but it's massive, and the human mind can't even really comprehend it. But in this Milky Way galaxy, every star that you see in the night sky within our galaxy, every star that you see is a sun. Now, of course, some points of light that you are seeing in the night sky are other galaxies, but most of what you're seeing are suns in our galaxy. Now, every sun, or nearly every sun, has some planets orbiting it. Most of those planets are not hospitable to carbon-based life. Most of them suffer from being too close to the sun, i.e. too hot, too far from their sun, i.e. too cold, not having an atmosphere at all. Earth has other properties as well that I've discussed before, such as having an axial tilt relative to its orbital plane. The axial tilt gives it seasons, and seasons are actually really important for biological life. In addition, Earth has an orbiting satellite moon, a sizable moon, and the moon produces, of course, tides, and tides are also really important for the acceleration of life. In addition, Earth is a water planet. Most of the surface is really covered with water, not land. And water is one of the most valuable substances in the cosmos. On top of that, the composition of Earth's atmosphere is also quite rare. It's about 79% nitrogen, which is mostly inert. It's got about 1% argon. It's got, I don't know, approaching 20% oxygen. Maybe it's more like 19%. And then in that remaining 1% or so, you've got like 409 parts per million of carbon dioxide and a few other rare gases and so on. But the point is, the atmosphere has enough carbon dioxide to support photosynthesis, which is what the globalists are trying to stop, because they're all death cultists and terraforming, you know, planetary killers. But it's also got enough oxygen to support what we know as mammalian life, or other kinds of animals that use respiration. Of course, that also includes marsupials, etc., and even insects. But all the life forms that use oxygen as an energy source, as opposed to the plants that use carbon dioxide and sunlight for photosynthesis. So our atmosphere has it all. And yet, being almost 4/5 nitrogen, which is mostly inert, it's got a lot of room for oxygen to expand or carbon dioxide to expand. I mean, there's our atmospheric chemistry is really, it's good. It could be better if we had more carbon dioxide, for example. Then plants would thrive better. If we had even a little bit higher oxygen, that would also be good for humans and primates and so on. But it supports life. So it has all these things, plus, of course, you know, rare earth elements and so on, which have unique value in the cosmos. So any civilization, any species in the cosmos would look at Earth, regardless of who's on it, and they would say, wow, that's a treasure. That's a treasure. And clearly Earth is seen as a treasure in the cosmos. And all the other species out there, whoever they are, they don't want to see Earth nuked. You know why? Because radiation, even aliens can't just stop the laws of, you know, physics or atomic decay. Once a planet is nuked, it's screwed for everybody for a long time. It could be easily centuries, if not millennia. So aliens, if you believe in aliens, and of course I believe that we're not alone in the cosmos, I think it's kind of obvious, but aliens don't want Earth nuked, even though they realize that humans are dumb enough to do it. I mean, look at Biden, look at the State Department, you know, dumb enough to launch nukes or provoke nukes. So one of the theories is that these alien drones, if that's what they are running around disabling the nukes or keeping tabs on the nukes, I don't know, inventorying the nuclear material, and that they have some kind of technology to disable it. So if there were a nuclear launch, that they would be able to make it inert, which is really interesting to me because Russia has the Oreshnik missile system, which is a non-nuclear kinetic weapon that the aliens would not interfere with, whereas the U.S. has no such weapon, and the U.S. would only be able to escalate to nuclear weapons, but if this whole topic is true, what I'm talking about here, the aliens would disable America's nukes, but the aliens would not disable Russia's Oreshnik missile systems. Isn't that interesting? At least based on the understanding I'm presenting here. I mean, we're taking an educated guess, obviously. We don't know for sure. This is not a prediction. I'm laying out possible scenarios here. Only with time will we know more. But according to people like Stephen Greer, we're about to have disclosure in the next 30 days. I mean, that's a big claim. And I welcome that. And it's pretty exciting to think about that. But I don't know if it's true. I don't know. Even he doesn't know. He says the people, the defectors from inside the deep state apparatus that he says are going to come forth and spill the beans on everything. Well, what if they get killed first, you know? What if they change their minds? Maybe you shouldn't talk about them before they come out. You got to put a lot of pressure on these people. I've seen that happen before. So we don't know what's going to happen, but I do know the Earth has value to extraterrestrial species, even if humans don't. Think about it. From the minds of the ETs, in their view, they're like, hey, you know, hominids are a dime a dozen. Like primates, we can find them all over the cosmos. But a planet like Earth, now that's a rare treasure. Let's make sure they don't screw it up. And I don't think that, I'm not saying that they're trying to exterminate us. I think they just don't care. In the same way that you don't care if you run over an ant mound with a lawnmower, you know? You just, there goes the ants. Oh, well, there's ants everywhere. I mean, that's probably the way aliens think about humans. It's like, we're not that special in the cosmos, frankly. Really not. Actually, kind of stupid. Like, wow, here's a species, you know, that murders its own babies, that poisons its food supply with pesticides, that has all of its own people on pharmaceuticals, mind-altering drugs, and they call it medicine, and they censor the truth, and they censor natural medicine. You know, aliens looking at that would be like, this species is retarded. Maybe they would decide to get rid of us. Maybe that's what's happening. Maybe that's where the mRNA technology came from. Have you ever thought about that? Self-replicating vaccines. In the same way that South Africa was working on that technology to try to wipe out black people in the 1990s. What if ETs downloaded that tech to human scientists in order to eliminate humans? Think about it. You know, Margaret Sanger thinks black people are weeds. You know, she started Planned Parenthood. Well, apartheid thought blacks in South Africa were expendable. Well, maybe aliens think all humans are expendable. Because again, we're not that impressive. Probably the most remarkable thing that humans will accomplish ever will be the building of AI supercomputers, which we're on the verge of that. And that will probably end humanity. So, you know, Skynet's almost here. If the aliens don't get us first, well, we're going to build our own Terminators. So, interesting scenarios, that's for sure. All right, well, that's my best guess of sort of where we are. It's just possibilities. Again, I don't know for sure. But stay informed. Hear my podcast. Watch my interviews at Brighteon.com. Check out our new upcoming AI model at Brighteon.ai. Check out all the discount deals I've put together for you for survival and preparedness at rangerdeals.com. And support our store if you'd like, healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for your support. Take care. All right, we've got a special holiday sale event happening at healthrangerstore.com beginning December 19th through December 26th. And we've got a lot of specials there, but a really cool bonus we have only available for those who purchase $149 or more. We have our new Silver Fresh fluoride-free toothpaste, which has been, of course, out of stock, and we had to reformulate it. And go ahead and show it. It's on my desk here. This is only available as a bonus item with purchases. You cannot buy this separately. This toothpaste is in very short supply. We're now making it in America. And it's made with Texas rainwater. It's made with a lot of other really natural ingredients, including essential oils like cinnamon. But check out the ingredients on our website, healthrangerstore.com. This sale event begins December 19th through December 26th. Numerous items that are on sale. And actually, the special URL is healthrangerstore.com/Christmas. Got it? healthrangerstore.com/Christmas will get you right to the sale page of all the items that we have on sale, in stock, and available now. And importantly, your support of Health Ranger Store also helps support this platform and all the content that we are able to bring you: freedom of speech, truth about natural health and medicine, decentralized technology to empower your life, all kinds of issues. And, you know, a worldview that is pro-human, pro-liberty, pro-freedom, and looking forward to, you know, structuring and building a human civilization that is pro-human and helps free us from globalist tyranny. So our Silver Fresh toothpaste, it's fluoride-free, obviously, because we don't want neurotoxins in the toothpaste. And the ingredients include colloidal silver water that's made from Texas rainwater, xylitol, which has its own amazing properties. Let's see, baking soda. I'm not mentioning every ingredient, but the key ones: menthol crystals, organic stevia extract powder to give it a little bit of a sweet taste, but stevia also has its own antibacterial properties as well. Organic peppermint essential oil, anise oil, and organic cinnamon bark essential oil. So the flavor, the taste, the texture, it's really fantastic. We don't use any SLS. We don't use any fluoride. We don't use any artificial colors. We don't use any garbage ingredients, no filler, nothing. This is real effective, healthy toothpaste that also helps support gum health, oral health. Try this. You will never go back to a regular store-bought toothpaste ever again. And this is our new formulation. We make it ourselves. And again, available only now for the first time as a bonus item. If you purchase $149 or more during this Christmas sale event at healthrangerstore.com/Christmas. And thank you for all your support. Take care.